Pastor Kendra, you oversee the Broadway-style productions by Calvary Christian Church. It's called Calvary Theater. But what's on stage is much more than just entertainment. Share that with us, please.
Sure. Well, honestly, for us, we really have a vision of bringing the gospel to life. And, you know, in our communities, some people may know about Jesus, some people don't even really know truly who Jesus is. And so we really want to use our ministry as a creative expression of grace, of the gospel. And so really, it's a ministry in several different ways. One, of course, a ministry to our audience, those who come through our doors, who experience our productions, and we're able to present the gospel to them through the arts. And, you know, a lot of people, that breaks down that wall. You know, people may not come to a church service or want to listen to a sermon, but somebody may be interested in coming and seeing a musical, you know, or a Christmas show. You know, it's very festive. And so it's sort of a way that kind of brings people's walls down and allows them to experience it in a new way, maybe that they've never experienced it before. And so, of course, that's a ministry piece is just evangel, you know, it's an evangelism, you know, opportunity. And then on top of that, it's really a ministry even to our own people, our own congregation members who are a part of it. You know, it's an amazing discipleship tool because we're studying, especially with our Easter production, you know, I mean, we're studying our lines and our lyrics, which are truly just the words of Jesus, you know, and straight out of the Bible and the Gospels. And so we're all learning and growing. And then with any type of ministry, you know, when you're working with people and especially in Calvary Theater, where we're having to develop these skills and these giftings that God has given us and pruning and sharpening these things, it's hard work. It's really hard work. And so it's amazing to see even our own cast and crew members. They'll you know, testify of like, wow, like I never thought I was capable of this or of that. You know, we have people who, you know, joined our team as part of like the backstage crew, and now they're leading characters in the musical. And they're like, I never danced, I never sang, I never did anything like this before. And now look how God is using me. That's so many people's stories, you know. So it's really cool to see. Of course, how we're able to see souls change for eternity, but then also in our own team, we're being discipled and we're being stretched and we're being just really sharpened. Iron sharpens iron, you know? And so we're able to sharpen each other and really, it's a sacrifice. I mean, it's a lot of work. We put in a lot of hours, especially come, you know, show time. And it's exhausting, you know, and so we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. We have to rely on that strength. We can't do it in our own strength. And so that's what's so unique and beautiful about our shows is, you know, it's not the same as going to Broadway. Sure, that's beautiful. I love Broadway, but we have the Holy Spirit on our side. And so when we're inadequate or when we don't have the strength, the Holy Spirit comes and fills in the gaps and we are able to use His power and His strength when we, you know, may not have enough. And so it's just, it's a beautiful ministry for those who come and for those who are involved.
How long has the church been doing this? And can you give us some of the names of the shows that have been performed?
Sure. So we have been doing productions here at Calvary for over 25 years. So the first production was actually in 1997. And I was 6 years old at the time. So my father, he was senior pastor here for 36 years. And we just this last year had a transition in our senior leadership. And so my dad is still on staff along with my mother as well. But our executive pastor then became our lead pastor, Pastor Jamie Booth. But back in 1997, it was my dad as the lead pastor and much smaller staff than what we have now, much smaller congregation. And, you know, I think it was just put on several people's hearts, some of whom are still involved in the shows today, to really do something different and really kind of create this outreach opportunity. And so I remember even as a young kid, you know, I've been in the shows literally since I was a child. And I mean, it was the highlight of the year. I mean, we getting to be involved and getting to be a part. It was just always such an amazing experience, even as a child. And then through my teenage years and young adult years, I was apart. My husband and I moved away for about 8 years and then moved back here to join the staff. But yeah, it's just always been amazing. So we've done lots of different shows. Typically, for at the beginning, we only did an Easter production for many years, and then we started also doing a Christmas production. So that's our typical cycle right now, is Christmas and Easter. And then there's been times throughout the years where we've done other special shows, maybe in the fall or the spring or whenever. So some of those shows, the most recent ones we've been doing, which is actually the first show we ever started with back in 1997, is The Promise, which is our Easter production that we're working on right now, The Promise. And that is coming up very shortly. The weekend before and the weekend of Easter are our shows. And so The Promise. And then for Christmas, we just did The Gospel According to Scrooge, which is my absolute favorite. It's really a sort of a spin-off of A Christmas Carol, which is awesome because it's the classic story that everybody knows and loves. And yeah, it has a little bit of a spin. And rather than the ghosts of Christmas past and future, they're angels of Christmas past and future. And we find a much greater reason for the change that happens within Ebenezer Scrooge. So that's a really fun one. And then some other ones we've done in the past, Bow the Knee was a great one. More Than Just a Man, A Christmas Journey, Richest Man in the Valley. These are just to name a few of different productions we've done. Some were even written by people in our own church. Others were written by friends of ours at other churches, or just shows that we've come across over the years. And so yeah, that's a couple of the shows that we've been doing.
How many people does it take to put on a successful show? You said it's already a lot of hard work, but how many folks are we talking about?
Oh my goodness. Well, so I'd like to say it takes thousands, in the sense of, all the people we have praying and partnering with us and inviting others to come. But as far as our own kind of cast and crew, if we keep it at that, it's usually, well, I say usually now, over the years, of course, it's grown. Now we're just around 150 cast and crew. So that covers everybody from actors, singers, set builders, costume designers, backstage crew and prop handlers. What else? Anybody who does like cooks the food for us, because we all have a meal together, and just anybody who's involved in that sense. We have designers who help kind of imagine what the set can look like, and then we have builders who build the set. We have a kids team because we have like over 40 kids under the age of 12 in this production. And so that's a big job. So we have a whole kids team. And so all together, and then we've got, sound technicians, lighting operators, all of that. I would say just around 150, 175, about. So
Wow.
it's a big crew.
So is there an admission charge or tickets free?
So we do not charge for our shows. We have absolutely free general admission, because we want it to be as easy as possible for people to come and experience the gospel, and even easier for people to invite. It's much easier to say, "Hey, come to this free show," than, "Hey, you gotta come, but you gotta pay some money." So really, we just make that a part of our ministry here at Calvary, and that's a priority we've always had, that we want these shows to be able to be accessible to anybody and everybody who wants to hear.
And I understand that there's usually an opportunity for people in the audience to learn more about the Lord or even make a commitment. How many people are we talking about over the years who have accepted Christ as a result? Do you have a firm number?
That's a great question. I could probably come up with a firm number as far as over all of the years. As far as more recent years, typically we see, so we have 2 weekends of the Easter show, whereas the Christmas show we only do for 1 weekend. So we get a little more in attendance for Easter. And so like for instance, this last Easter, we had almost 3,500 people come attend the show. And out of those 3,500, over 260 raised their hand to accept Christ. So that's over the course of 2 weekends and 6 shows. And then, like, for instance, last Christmas, we had, let's see, a thousand or yeah, 1,973 people and over 115 hands raised to accept Christ. So, it's amazing. So I would say, I mean, over the course of 25 years, I mean, that would be, I don't know, 10,000 people potentially, depending on the year, you know, or depending on each year, but that's really the heart of it, you know. And even beyond that, when people accept Christ, you know, what we do now is we give them like a little bookmark almost. And that bookmark just says, you know, for instance, today on this day, March 24th, 2005, I have decided to follow Jesus. And then they take that home as a reminder of what they experienced here. And then we even have a little QR code where we try to connect with them and help them get rooted and planted in a church if they don't already have a home church. Because that's a big piece of this too, is we, you know, not only do we want them to accept Christ, but we want them to have a place where they can grow and continue walking in this journey with Christ. And so whether that's at our church or at another church, we just want them to find a church home and be able to just be discipled. So that's kind of how we go about it. But we do try to track to our best ability how many people accept Christ, and then have a follow-up process to help get them rooted.
So whether it's simply one person or hundreds of people, what's in your heart when you see something of this magnitude happen as a result of what you did and how God led you?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's overwhelming, in the best way. You know, as a team, we always meet before each show, and we just have a time of prayer in our prayer chapel, and we sing together and we pray together. And you know, we'll give them updates on the night before, like how many people raised their hands. And we just there's an uproar in the chapel of just excitement, and everyone's clapping. And it's like, guys, this is why we do this. Like, we're not here just to put on a show. It's so much more than that. And so at times, you know, it brings us to tears. It brings us to, you know, jumping for joy. It's, you know, it's overwhelming to see how many people are able to experience God. And you know, everybody's different. I mean, some people, you know, it's almost like a somber feeling, like, wow, like we just did that, you know. And it's emotional. And even as we're acting, and it's very real. I mean, when especially for Easter, when we're doing the crucifixion scene, I mean, we're all in tears because we know it's not just a story. It's not just pretend. This is real. This is what Jesus did. This is the sacrifice that he made. And so it's very real to us, and we know that it's very real to the audience. And I think sometimes it just takes that tangible experience for people to really understand, wow, this is who Jesus was. And so it's absolutely overwhelming. It's a true privilege and honor to do what we do. And all of us feel so humbled by it. None of us, like I can say with confidence that I have just the most humble team I could ever ask for. None of us are in it for the spotlight or for the attention, but everyone that we work with, we're all just so privileged to be able to be used by God in this way.
And could you share any stories about someone that you know or someone you don't know, but you know they experienced a life change through meeting Christ and things have turned around for them? Could any individual stories like that?
Absolutely. So, one of our actresses, she actually has an incredible testimony where, you know, she was going through some things, stuck in some cycles of addiction, of abuse, of many many things, very heavy, burdensome things. And so she actually came back this way. She was living elsewhere, and she came back this way, and someone invited her to come to the show. And so she came, and you know, she had grown up in the church somewhat, but you know, different type of background, but kind of just had walked away from that for a time. And so when she came to the show, you know, she said that it was like her entire body was affected. Like, she was just so overwhelmed by what she experienced here. And as she was leaving, you know, what we do as a cast is we all go out in the hall, and We shake hands as people leave, and we greet them. And so she said she shook hands with one of the soldiers, who was playing a Roman soldier, and she said that it was like this moment was almost electric, where she knew God was speaking to her, and yet due to fear, due to so many other things, she still didn't quite surrender everything over. And it wasn't until a friend invited her again later, and she said, "Oh, you know what? Oh my gosh, I remember that show." Came, experienced it again, and at that point, just fully surrendered. And I mean, her life was transformed from that point on. I mean, she gave up alcohol. She, gave up all these things that were really binding her. And then after that point, she of course got involved, and she's been doing the shows for over a decade. And she is a phenomenal part of our team. And it's so cool because she's like, people don't realize what this means to me and what this ministry has done for me and for my life. And I would not be here if it weren't for this ministry and for what God did in my heart through these productions. So it's pretty powerful. And we have several people with testimonies similar, or people again who just they weren't connected, or they weren't rooted, or they knew who Christ was, but they just really, they weren't living the way they knew they should be. And then after coming to a production, they just really were able to start anew and start afresh. So it's pretty amazing.
Thank you for sharing that. So, personally, have you ever experienced a kind of a God moment where specifically he impressed something upon you about this or about a moment in the church or where God, without a doubt, intervened to help with some problem going on?
Yeah, I mean, if I look back in my life, it's actually part of my testimony that I share with people sometimes, and even in how I came to do theater and what I'm doing as far as what I do for work and for ministry is, I was in Guatemala on a missions trip, and I was a teenager at the time. I was a teenager, and before I left, one of my best friends had come to me, and he told me that he no longer believed in God. He said, "I don't believe in God. I don't think it's real anymore. I'm done." He was, using substances, and he just wasn't in a good place, and it crushed me. I mean, it truly crushed me. And around that same time, one of my very best friends was killed in a car accident. And at a young age, it's so hard to process all of that. And so those two things ha happened very, very close together, and it just kind of rocked my world. And I've grown up in the church. I've been a pastor's kid my whole life. I'm fourth generation Assemblies of God pastor, and so that was hard for me. And so we left. We go on this mission trip to Guatemala, and I've always been passionate about the arts. My youth pastor, he always instilled that in me and helped me grow in that passion. And I led our drama team even as a teenager. And we were in Guatemala doing a drama where I actually play Satan. And in this particular skit, in this drama, I'm completely veiled in black from head to toe. I've got a big black cape on. I've got full face paint makeup on. My hair is down. I mean, and in Guatemala, it is hot. And so we were doing this skit at a school and out in the schoolyard on the cement. And there's this part of the drama where Jesus comes and he saves this girl from Satan and casts Satan and his demons away. And so I literally, I fling my body across the stage area there and then fall into the ground. And the cement was so hot. It was literally burning my skin. And I was sweating, I mean, drenched in sweat. And I remember clear as day God speaking to me and just saying, "This is what you're going to do for the rest of your life." And I didn't really know in that moment what it meant, but I remember feeling that cement, feeling the sweat dripping down my face, hearing the music of the drama, and just laying there and thinking, this is the best feeling I've ever felt in my life. Like, I want to do this for the rest of my life. And again, I didn't really know what that meant at the time. And I just knew that God was calling me to a life of ministry and a life where I would use the arts to reach people. And I really didn't know what it meant fully at that time. And then, of course, you fast forward years later, and I've done many things, throughout my ministry journey and my vocational ministry. But this is really this season of being a part of Calvary Theater has been the most fulfilling time of my life as far as my ministry is concerned. And I just know, okay, God, this is what you were talking about. You know, like you want to use me, and I have no doubt that he did and he has. And you know, even laying there on the ground, so uncomfortable, so out of my element in another country, sweating, I just knew, wow, this is what I want to do for Christ. And so that was something that has truly shaped kind of who I am and how I do my ministry.
You connected the dots.
Yes, I did.
Wow. So, looking toward the future, what are your hopes and your prayers for your community, for your church?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, of course, you know, our prayer and our hope is always to see lives changed and to see people come to know Christ. And you know, we want to reach people. We want to see people's lives transformed. And actually, my husband and I were in the process now of starting a new campus of our church of Calvary, and we want to launch in Salem, Massachusetts. And Salem, Massachusetts has a reputation, you know, and a lot of people know it as Witch City, and you know, the Salem Witch Trials, and it's really it's a place that people really consider a very dark place. And my husband and I have been very passionate about that community, and it's a very artsy, very creative community. We lived there when we first got married and helped at a church that had planted out of Calvary back then. That church is no longer there today. But while we were in Connecticut, my husband and I really felt the Lord impress it on our heart to reach back out to my parents and to Pastor Jamie here at Calvary. And we were like, we feel like we're supposed to be in Salem. And about 6 months, or no, really about 3 months before that, my first son was born, and we named him Salem. And we didn't know at the time what God was going to do, because, you know, fast forward a couple of months, you know, and we were moving back here to Massachusetts. And, you know, there were no promises made that we would for sure be able to start a church in Salem, but that was our hope and our prayer. And now we're already meeting in Salem at the Salem High School, and we're hoping to launch in the fall our campus there. And I would love to see, oh my gosh, my dream come true would be to see our Calvary Theater family doing things in the Salem community. Because again, it's such an artsy community. They have all kinds of theater things that happen in Salem. And I would love for us to be there and to have a presence there and to be a part of the community, just bringing hope to a place that is otherwise really dark, and to bring that light there and to bring love there. And so lots going on, but that would be my prayers, that when we launch, we can use Calvary Theater as just another way of spreading God's love.
We will join you in that prayer. That's,
Yes, thank
wow,
you.
what an adventure coming up.
Yes, very big adventure.
So, Pastor Kendra, we thank you so much for sharing your heart with us, for helping us to understand what's been going on, to
Absolutely.
see what looks like is going to be going on. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm truly honored that you reached out, and happy to give you anything else you may need.